Hello, I'm Britt Sexton, clinical social worker at MCHC's Knott County Medical Clinic. Unfortunately, one in five people will experience mental health disorders or substance abuse. These conditions have increased in children and young adults. At MCHC, we treat the person while reducing the stigma that is associated with behavioral disorders. With MCHC's sliding scale, you only pay based on your family size and income. MCHC providing better physical and mental health for a longer life.
You know the drill, sponsored by MCHC, providing better health for a longer life. Brady, are you tired today?
Not too bad, Wes. Not too bad. I guess running on adrenaline, maybe?
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. I feel like I had to have a little bit of coffee to get me through the day today. We were just talking to our guest that we're going to have about some of these late night games. I'm not sure he feels the same adrenaline that we feel maybe after last night, but man, I'm feeling it.
I guess it's silent.
Oh, but we are in the depths of basketball season. And Brady, you're just like me. We can get on here. We can talk about football. We can talk about volleyball. We can talk about any sport in the world. But I feel like everyone knows where our passion lies, and it's on the hardwood during the winter sports season with college and high school basketball. And we're in full swing of that right now. We got to see the Champions Classic go on yesterday, and we have a guest on here with us today who knows basketball all too well, and I'm extremely excited to talk to him. We've got some stories to share, I'm sure we'll have some laughter and some fun with this one as well, but really, really happy to have our good friend Elijah Justice on the show with us today. Elijah, how's it going, man?
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me. Always glad to talk some basketball. And, you know, this time of year, you got a lot of good games, a lot of good things going. So we're just right in the middle of it right now.
And before we hop too much into college basketball, I've got to just throw it out there. You know, now that I'm no longer coaching and I live in Lexington with Brady, we're really excited to get some high school basketball action in. How are we going to see the Pikeville Panthers this year? What's that going to look like?
It's going to be a completely different look for us. I graduated all five starters from last year. So we look completely different. But I love what I got. My numbers aren't, we don't have a whole lot of numbers, but I like what I've got. So I've got some guys that can shoot the ball really well. So we should be able to spread the floor. And we're playing a pretty fast pace as well. So we're trying to get up and down, create a lot of possessions. You know, hopefully we can stay healthy and make a run here late in the season.
Well, and I feel like a run late in the season is something you're all too familiar with. You've had a great career at Pikeville as head coach of the Panthers. And, you know, even last year, you make that run at the end after a 22 and I think 5 season. Ultimately, Martin County will win Region 15 and go to RUP, but you have been there many times and really just a short tenure so far at the Panthers when you really look at it. And do you ever have to throw this out there? You know, we look at a guy that you've talked to, know all too well. I feel like you've done some training with. I always go back to Pikeville and think about the days of Reed Shepherd that we had in the state tournament and that matchup against Pikeville. And how is it with your guys to see what you were able to do in a state tournament against a number 3 draft pick in the NBA?
Yeah. You know, and yeah, we Reed did some training with me, you know, back in the day. We used to have some good groups going over there in London, and him and Ryan Davidson, and had some other good talent coming. And one of my guys, Lathan Hall, was over there all the time. And so we had some of that, together back when he was a little bit younger. And then man, that group you talked about when we made that run, that just was a special team. Those teams don't come along all the time. Just a great group of guys that were determined, had that fight to them, and didn't back down from anybody. I know Reed Shepherd in high school, a lot of teams, it looked like he kind of put that fear into them. Like, I think a lot of people were just intimidated, and for good reason, with what he was able to do. But my guys, it just didn't matter. They would go up against anybody and think they was going to win. And I guess you got to have that, if you want to be able to make those kind of runs and beat anybody when it comes to the Sweet 16. But they just had that determination to them, and we knew what Reed was, and we ca it was a team effort, to try to make it as difficult as we could for him. But that was a fun year and a fun group of guys to be with.
Yeah, Elijah, I'll jump in here. One question I have for you is you've been around a lot of good teams. You've played on good teams. You've coached good teams. Like you mentioned that your team didn't back down against Reed and things like that. Like what is it that you're trying to get from your Pikeville guys this year? When you know you got a good team, like you're trying to, as a coach in a young preseason, you're kind of like trying to develop your team to get to a certain amount of point. Obviously, you want to get to Rupp, you want to win state, but what is the ultimate kind of when you know your team's connected, like you know that you got them, like what are you trying to get out of them right now?
Well, I always put together a pretty tough schedule, where we got to play pretty tough opponents. Last year, even we had Trent Noah coming to our place, and we've always got some of that on the schedule. We always play in Ashland, and just different teams like that downstate. So again, I want to see that same mentality. Like this year, we got to go to Ashland, play against Xander Carter, one of the big names in the state of Kentucky. I want to see my guys stand up and compete. Not don't go in expecting to lose, expecting to get beat, but no, we're going to fight. We're going to take the first punch. I want to see that kind of mentality. And we know, with the schedule we have, I know there's going to be times of adversity. So I look to how do they respond to that? Because that'll tell me, when we play a tough Martin County team in the regional tournament and things aren't going our way, do we fold, or do we, like Kentucky did last night, do we get that toughness, that fight about us, where we just keep fighting and we find a way and we do what the team needs us to do to win?
Absolutely. No, that's
You
good. I
mentioned.
know it's early and you kind of try to, you guys are probably sick of practicing against each other at this
They
point.
are, man. They
I
are. They're ready to see somebody different, for sure.
know you're excited to see those KHSAA reps though, man. I know you're excited.
Yeah, no comment.
I'm kidding. I got a lot of
Speaking
reps,
of
so.
tough challenges during the season that he tries to set up for his team, and the thing that you just mentioned, Brady, I have to go back to this because I know Elijah will get a laugh out of this. I don't even remember what year this was, Elijah. You'll probably remember, but I was on staff with Coach BB King at Knott County Central, and Elijah was the head coach at Pikeville, and we meet, I guess it was first round of the All A state tournament at EKU. We had a massive, almost like a blizzard. Everything was almost shut down in Richmond. And we get up there and we play the first round. And I remember we were extremely proud of our guys, Brady. I don't know if you know about this game. We were super happy, thought we played really good, and feel like ultimately we win by 4 points in this first round game. But literally after our game, this massive blizzard has shut down the state tournament. They can't have any more games. Everything's done. And I never
I think
will
they did
forget.
it the right way. I think they handled it 100% correct.
Correctly. And Elijah says that because I never will forget. We get in the locker room, and I remember talking to B.B. King, and he's, we get that done. And, at this point, we're okay with just, we'll take our win if the state tournament's canceled, whatever. We beat Pikeville, in the first round. We're happy, And then it gets to talking, and they say, well, we may want to reschedule and finish this tournament out. And I can remember they talked about this game not counting since it was the only game there. And I can remember Coach King just looking at me and being like, I don't want to play Pikeville again. My goodness. And I don't remember how it all worked out, Elijah, but I do remember somehow we ended up hosting at Knott County Central. And I remember us feeling okay about it because I was like, okay, we're at home.
Well,
We would
my
get
best player had got hurt.
his best player had gotten hurt. We were going to be at home, and we were going to have, mostly our 14th region officials here at Knott County Central. And we were like, okay, if we're going to have to play Pikeville again, this is the way to do it right here at home. And needless to say, Elijah says it was done the right way because the Panthers rolled in to Morton Combs Athletic Complex, and I think they walked away with about a 30-point victory instead of a 4-point loss.
Man, I'm telling you, that was crazy. I remember it just the way that you said it. Nobody knew what was going on. The blizzard hit. We didn't know, are we having the tournament? Are we not having the tournament? They told us to go ahead and play that game, and then I guess it just kind of like an exhibition game or something. And then my best player goes down, and then they tell me I got to go to Knott County and play. And without him, they already beat us on a neutral floor. So we didn't know. We was like, man, this is going to be tough. And I'm telling you, I've never had a team shoot the ball as well as my team did that. It didn't matter who was shooting it, did
It
it?
did not matter.
It was almost comical. They just couldn't miss.
And I have to give Elijah the credit, man. It was like, we were so happy after that win in Richmond that he was able to get his guys so fired up for that next game that it was like he said, it didn't matter. They were coming in there, they were going to win that game. It didn't matter what was going to happen. They were determined.
Yeah, no, and it was, sometimes it makes you play a little bit different. I think at times when you've got your go-to guy sitting there, you become a little too dependent on him. And, so obviously when we play you guys first time, he's the key focus, and that's who everybody's watching.
Absolutely.
We want to stop him, and it kind of slows. Sometimes the ball stops in his hands, and it slows everything down. And it was like, the second time we played, it was the ball just moved, and almost like you didn't really know who to focus on because
Absolutely.
it was evenly distributed, and we had several different guys get hot, and it was like the whole floor just opened up after that.
Yeah. And I want to throw that back to Elijah. We were talking a little bit about Brady, what Brady mentioned, and Brady, I want you to touch on this as former director of recruiting with UK. Definitely something that you're going to have some really good insight here too. I want to go back, Elijah, to your playing days in high school and some of the things that you said you look for to build your team up ready for Rupp Arena at the end of the season. I feel like you mastered as a player in high school. We go back to that, your senior season of 2009, 2010, and Shelby Valley with that state tournament that year. Just an absolute, you demolished Paducah Tillman in the first round, and then you go and you beat West Jessamine with Jared Polson at the time, who was another Mr. Basketball candidate, would end up going and playing at UK, and then Mason County 20-point win, and then you beat Ballard in the championship by double digits. Do you feel some of that come back? Does your experience as that player help you know if your guys are ready or not for that situation?
Yeah, you can take some things from it for sure. I remember the mentality that I had as a player, and I wasn't okay with just I feel like you got a lot of teams who it's just let's win the region, and then satisfied right from that moment. And so I tried to start at an early age, like, no, I don't just want to win the region. Like, I want to go down there and win. I don't want to be satisfied with going down there. I remember watching teams from the mountains go down there and get beat like 30 points. I was like, man, I ain't okay with that. And so that was the goal. But I also knew, I was like, okay, if I got to go down there and win, then these teams around here can't be beating me. And honestly, in my mind, I said, really, it shouldn't even be close. So if you go back and look at the scores from my junior and senior season, at Shelby Valley, we had, pretty wide margin on that scoreboard. So that was how we tried to separate ourselves. And from that point, it's kind of like the Pikeville team you mentioned going against Reed Shepherd. It was the same mentality, and you've got to have that, I think. You get down there and you're playing at state tournament. Like you just said, we go through Paducah Tillman, we whip them. We beat Jared Polson, Mr. Basketball Candidate. Then we win the Final Four game by 20. And I swear I can remember listening to the radio in my hotel room, because at that time you still had the semis and the finals in the same day. So we go back to the hotel. I'm listening to these dudes on the radio, and they're talking about how our luck's getting ready to run out. Ballard's just too much, too big, too athletic. And I just remember sitting there shaking my head, like, dude, these guys, no matter what we do, they still don't believe in us. And so I guess you could call it that extra motivation factor that, well, now I got to go and prove these dudes wrong. So, those are the things that I look for. And I could see that in my 2022 team. I could see that same mentality. We played against GRC. Best team in the state. They was smacking everybody, and we shot the ball horrible. We got beat 4 points. I felt like if we won that game, we'd win a state championship. So, I definitely take things from my playing career, and I try to use it to give back to these guys.
Yeah, I'll say this. What I haven't seen too much of Pikeville, I'll be honest, of you guys playing. I've seen clips. I know you guys are good, but from your coaching style, I haven't seen that. So I kind of want to hear your thoughts on this. I got to experience Bobby Hurley. I'm working for him. And I can relate to experiencing seeing that player coach, how that is so different and unique because you guys see the game so differently than a if I went and coached a team, right? Like you've been at a high level, you've played at a high level. You guys see the game so much differently than an average coach. And how do you, I think, and you kind of saw it with Coach Pope last night when he's coaching and when Bobby was coaching, you're coaching like you're like the sixth man on your team, right? Like I feel like those former players are kind of like it's almost like you're the extended sixth man on that team rather than like back off and kind of let everything kind of develop. So what's your kind of style and approach when you're coaching, knowing you're that former player where you probably just want to get the ball and go out and play? Like, but you're kind of like, how involved are you about your experiences, but also kind of being like, all right, these guys have their own kind of path.
And it's got a lot easier for me, I can say. When I first started coaching, it was like when they wouldn't do what I wanted them to do, I'm like, how did they not see that? And it was easier for me to just say, give me the ball and let me show you what I'm talking about. And that was how I wanted to do it. And a lot of times in practice, that is what I would do. But I kind of had to, like you said, take a step back. You develop a certain level of trust with your guys, but I also had coaches who had trust in me on the floor, and they allowed me to make reads and make decisions. So I try to have that same kind of relationship with my players. Like, I understand sometimes as a player, you're going to see things differently while you're out there than what everybody's seeing it on the side. So I tell my guys, be vocal with me. If you see something open, tell me. I'll listen to you. I'll hear what you have to say, and I will probably run it. If you've got something you think is going to work, I'll run it. Because that's how I was as a player. It was almost like a, having that coach on the floor. He let me make the calls, make the reads, and so I tried to show my guys. We do a lot of film work where I try to teach and show them, like, look, when they do this, you do that, and just break everything down from that standpoint. We filmed two or three different practices. We actually just watched film today. So right before we took the floor, I had four different clips, from what we did in practice the other day, what we was doing good offensively, what we did bad offensively, what we did good defensively, what we did bad defensively. So they could see it, and we use that as a, a teaching point for them.
That's good. It's unique, man. I mean, I didn't really realize it. Bobby was so like, he would get out and do drills and break guys down, and he'd beat them. And it's so unique because I know you're wanting to get out there and you're wanting to beat. I mean, you probably can still do it. So it's just a
I
unique.
do a little
Earn the respect.
bit.
I'm gonna make that my claim. Me and Elijah both got our head coaching career start at the Jim Buchanan School in Knott County, and obviously he's still coaching and I'm not. So that's what I'm gonna blame it on, is Elijah was able to get out there and do those
Blue,
drills.
are you here's Blue. Wes is trying to loop himself into your athleticism. This is how he does everything. He's trying to group you now and he's ability to play basketball. Don't let him do that.
He says he used to be athletic. That's what he tells me.
Alleged, that's the alleged story of how he got Blue Jean, the nickname, Duncan Blue.
Thankfully, all this was back before TikTok, so I don't have to pull up video proof. I just had, people have to believe me.
Just tell them. Just keep telling them about it. That's easier.
Elijah, obviously you go on to win the state tournament that year in 2010 after that Ballard victory you just spoke about, and you win Mr. Basketball that season in the state of Kentucky. And ultimately you go on to join Rick Pitino at the University of Louisville, which I never will forget. One time in my life, I was with you at, I think, I don't remember what tournament we were at, but I remember I got to introduce you to the legendary coach Bobby Keith from Clay County. And I remember him just wanting to praise you for being willing to step out and go with Patino at the University of Louisville, and how good of a decision that was for you. But obviously, taking yourself back to that spot, John Calipari in the University of Kentucky was just hired at the beginning of your senior year, and you're ultimately going to win Mr. Basketball, win a state championship, and join Coach Patino at U of L. Talk us through a little bit of what that was like your senior year. Who all did you hear from? What were you expecting? And what ultimately took you with Coach P to Louisville?
Well, I remember that summer, a lot through my junior year and into the summer. We had a lot of coaches coming to open gyms and workouts and everything, just to kind of get a feel and everything. And I remember Jacksonville, EKU, Navy, a lot of Marshall, a lot of those schools were coming by. And right before my senior year, we played on the AAU circuit. Was playing out in Vegas, and played against the number one recruit in the country. They had Fab Mello. If you all remember Fab Mello, he went to Syracuse, and he was the big man. And we was playing against their team out in Vegas, and I'll never forget. We walked in that gym, and it was like every coach in the country was sitting there, Patino being one of them. And that was where he had first seen me. And I know EKU was kind of pushing me pretty hard to commit, but I was trying to look at all my options. And when Patino came into the mix, it just, it was like that wow factor for me. Growing up in Kentucky, watching Kentucky basketball, This is the guy that my dad's been watching on TV for all these years. And that was just like unreal to me. And so I remember we went down and met me and my high school coach, Jason Boer. We went down to Louisville for a visit, watched practice, and got to meet him and talk to him. And, he kept following me. And then at one point said that he wanted me, and he's like, look, he said, we're out of scholarships right now. He said, we're full. He said, but I got one guy. He said, I think that he might go pro. He said, if he does, it's yours. And that was Samardo Samuels. And he left, he entered the draft. And just like that, Coach P gave me the scholarship, and I committed to him, which, he had Walter McCarty on his staff, and I remember Walt. He came up to open gym by himself at Shelby Valley a couple times just to watch us play a little bit. And that was another one of them guys. I was like, man, I used to watch this dude, on TV. That's crazy. He's coming to Pike County, Kentucky, just to watch me play a pickup game. So I thought that was just crazy, and then. The whole coaching staff, it was like one of the first days of practice. They had just did their Big East media day, and Pitino, Ralph Willard, and Steve Masiello, all three flew in to Pikeville and drove up to Shelby Valley and just sat there on the side and watched one of our practices, the whole practice. And again, I was like, man, this is crazy. Like, these dudes flew in just to watch a practice. And, the more that I talked with them and I watched the style that Pitino was playing, I thought, man, that's a style I can play in because I like to press. He plays a lot of zone. It's at that level, it's harder sometimes for a smaller guard to play man to man all the time because you get mismatches and, and some coaches don't like that. So for me, I thought it was a good fit. The guards he currently have, Peyton Siva is like 6 foot. So it's not like he wasn't getting the John Walls, the 6'4", just freak athletes. I thought, man, I can play in this system. And it was funny because, I had Pitino and Walter McCarty that did a lot of the communicating with me and stuff. But then I also had Scott Padgett over here, was with Calipari, and he would be texting me all the time too. And so I'm like, man, but I also watch this guy, but I didn't have the same relationship, what I mean, with them. Like, and they followed me the whole year. Coach P came to several games. He come and watched me play a game in Pikeville. We had a game out in Louisville, him and several of the players came and watched me. So I felt like, man, these guys really care about me, and it's a place that I can go and play. And that's really how, I came to terms with it.
Brady, we will say that since you were not at Kentucky on staff yet, in your recruiting role, we'll say that's why Kentucky let Elijah slip by and didn't land him, was because you weren't there yet. We'll put that
Was
claim in
still in
there.
high school, man. I was still in high school. Still losing to him in high school, probably. What was the thing that you will take away from Coach Pitino that, as a player and as a coach, that you admire the most out of playing for him?
From a coaching standpoint,
Yeah, let's start there.
yeah. So from a coaching standpoint, the biggest thing I would say is the conditioning. I tell everybody, like, I never stepped on the floor and thought that the other team was in better shape than me. Like, I can never say that, playing for him. But, his game preparation and film breakdown to me was just off the charts. And that's what I've tried to take from him the most and use it now as a coach. And, he talked about the Reed Sheppard game and everything. We just felt like I had about 15 films on North Laurel. My guys, we talked about tendencies. where he taking, where he liked to get his shots. They knew, if he goes left, he's looking to pull up from the elbow. If he's going right, he's going all the way to the hole. And so I had certain guys that was stepping up in those spots to try to take away the shots that he liked to get. So that's what I tried to take away from him the most as a coach was, man, understanding what the other team wanted to do and how they wanted to score and take that away.
No, that's great because I did, when we played Louisville every time I do the conditioning was a big thing. I mean, he's known to throw in, I mean, just throw two guards in, two guards out, full court press, and over time it would just wear you down. So
Yes.
I think the conditioning piece is an underrated part of him, and it's a bit old school. You don't see that nowadays as much, but no, that's great.
Yeah.
Speaking on conditioning, I want to know, Brady, I'm not sure if you're aware of this yet, but I guess the only proof Elijah needs of his athleticism in his younger days was the fact that Elijah took me along to a Louisville practice with him one time, and we actually got to meet Coach Pitino, but I never will forget. We show up at the practice gym in Louisville, and we go to this side door and we knock. All right, Elijah knocks and the door opens and we don't get a foot inside. Patino's in here conducting a workout and we're not a foot inside what Patino don't look over and yell, "Bullet!" So I want to know, Elijah, where did the nickname come from, Bullet? Because I got to hear Patino call you Bullet and refer to you as that several times. So I've got to know the story where this originated.
Okay, so when they came to that practice, I guess it started there. And him and Ralph Willard, Steve Masiello, they all came up to that practice and they sat courtside and watched. And I guess compared to the rest of the team out there, he thought that I was pretty quick. But he never said nothing there. And so it was like right after that that I committed to them. And then I was going down to watch a game. It was actually the last game that they played in Freedom Hall. They was playing the number one team in the country, Syracuse. And so I was going to that game and I remember I walked up to Walter McCarty and he was like, "Hey, what's up, Bullet?" And I was like, "What?" And I had no idea what he was talking about. And he's like, "Yeah, you'll see in a minute." And so then when I went back into the locker room and met the team, he introduced me and said, "This is the newest member of our team," and introduced me as Bullet. And I guess it just stuck after that. That's what they all call me. It's what the team call me. It's what the coaches call me. And which I think Steve Mass funny story, Steve Masiello, and I've heard Patino tell this several times. He thought that our team was terrible. He's like, when they left that practice, he was like, "Man, them guys ain't never gonna win nothing." He said, and Patino was telling him, he liked it. He thought I looked pretty good. He's like, "Yeah, look who he's going against." And so out of comparison, Masiello thought we were terrible. So Patino loved it when we went on to win the All-A state championship and the state championship, and then I was named Mr. Basketball. He said he felt like it made him look a little bit smarter than Masiello. So.
That's amazing. There's worse things to be called. You could have a worse.
I've had a few worse.
Yeah, he didn't get called blue jeans, so I would take Bullet way over being named after a pair of jeans. But Elijah, you've not introduced us to our second guest on the show today.
Uriah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he keeps coming and going. That's my little man. He's just 6 years old, but he loves to play.
Does he have a
So
jumper?
he's working on it. Yeah, he watches my boys play, so then he gets out there and he's trying to shoot a step back and from the foul line at 6 years old, and I'm trying to move him up. Like, no, let's start here. Let's shoot from here.
It's that now that's the Steph Curry effect.
Yes.
Revolutionized everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure.
Elijah, I wanna, I wanna throw out there too. You talked about Patino and the things you were able to learn from him. I don't want to get you too big-headed that you can't get back out the door in your office there, but I want you to know that I've learned so much from you as well. You can go to Madisonville in Western Kentucky, and you can watch a practice, and you're probably going to see some things that I took over there that you taught me through some of your trainings and stuff from time to time that we do with guys, and you saw the same thing at Knott back in the day. So just know that that's
I
carried over.
appreciate it. Yeah, no, that's I think that's part of it. You watch different coaches and you pick up. I played for great coaches, from high school to Rick Pitino to Kelly Wells, and I try to steal the best of all of them, and take it with me.
Well, speaking again of Patino, I know you guys have, talked multiple times since you left, and you've kept that relationship with Coach P. So I've got to know, you alluded to this to me in a text a few weeks ago, but I want to know how you felt when you actually turned the TV on to watch a Kentucky Wildcats basketball game, first of all. And then second of all, what did it feel like to see Patino wearing that Kentucky blue when you watch that game that night?
Yeah, no, I thought it was well deserved. I think with for what he did for that university, probably long overdue. But I know it had to feel good for him seeing one of his former players taking the reins as head coach, and I was happy for him to get that and to feel that. But I know. All of his people at Louisville, they love him too. They still love him the same, and I know that there's some different feelings involved there, but I just think, man, he's done well everywhere that he's been, and he's one of the best to ever do it, and so I'm happy for him.
Have you watched any? Did you? I know you mentioned that you got to watch a few minutes of the Kentucky Duke game last night. How much of Coach Mark Pope have you got to seen? And do you see any Rick Pitino in what Mark Pope is doing with the Wildcats right now?
I think in the pace at which they play, I think I heard somebody say that Pope had a 3 second rule or 4 second rule. They got to cross half court. We used to practice that way. You got that ball goes through the net. You got 4 seconds to cross half court, or it's a turnover. Just because that's the speed at which they wanted to play. So I think he's definitely, taken that, but. I love the way he designed his team, and he's just got shooters all over the floor, and their ability now to run and space the floor and get good looks at the rim. I think they're going to be a really dangerous team.
Brady, we've not talked to Elijah yet about, to me, one of his greatest performances in his basketball career. Brady, me and you have played golf together several times, but I guess we've never played basketball together. It's an honor for me to say I was a teammate to former Mr. Basketball Elijah Justice at one point. I'm not sure if you know this, but you're talking to two intramural champions in the city of Pippa Passes right now.
I'm honored. Where's the medals? You guys, what'd you guys get?
Here, I'll pull out. I think I got a ring here somewhere.
I used to joke with people and I said, we won that intramural championship. I think it was me and Elijah and one of our good friends, Brandon Hayes, and I think we had a current Alice Lloyd College president, Jim Stepp, on our squad, and
Had
we
a
were
big
out
time
there.
defender in J.R. Hammond, I believe. Just
What,
locked down.
Elijah, describe Wes's basketball game. I haven't seen him play. What would you, in one sentence, describe Wes?
Let me check and see
Well,
how much time we've got left on the show.
that's why I said one sentence, Blue.
Well, he, I like playing with him because I always tell him, just give me the ball. Just, you ain't got to worry about doing nothing. Just, you get the ball, look for me, I'm coming. And that's what I tell him. And as long as he does that, we're fine.
I
So
always thought
the
I respect that. That's what I was.
ball guy.
Do you defend Blue? Do you defend?
No, not especially not at the, in high school, I had to defend because that was the only way I was going to get on the court. Elijah knows this all too well. I wasn't going to dribble and I wasn't going to shoot. That wasn't going to get me on the floor, so I had to do it. But at that point in my career, that was our game plan. I always joke with people when I say that, we full court press during intramurals. We did a 1-4 press. We put Elijah up on the ball and everybody else back.
Take away any easy layups that way, at least.
But it was always a fun time. I remember that was a blast. We had it, Coach Stepp, obviously competitive through his playing and coaching career, as a basketball player and coach. And I feel like, he was bringing that back in intramurals, and we would be in these timeouts. And I feel like me and Elijah and Brandon and all of us, we were goofing off and having a good time. And Coach Stepp was serious. He was ready to, all right, boys, get it together.
It was, man. That was a lot of fun. Miss those days.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Elijah, we talked about your relationship with Patino. You played with, you mentioned several of those names like Peyton Siva. You played with some tremendous people at U of L. I guess your freshman year, I'm looking at the roster here. Some names that stick out is like Preston Knowles, Peyton Siva. You had guys like Gorgie Jang, who you had a really good relationship with. I think you might have even been roommates with him at one point, if I remember correctly. And then, just some of these guys going on with Russ Smith. And then your sophomore year, you added even more talent. What was that like playing with those guys? And do you still have a relationship with some of them? And are you able to carry any of that to your coaching?
It's funny you say that. I actually just seen Peyton Siva this weekend. We went down and watched Louisville, Tennessee play and stuck around. And Peyton last summer, he came down and stayed a few days here in Pikeville and worked with my boys a little bit for about 2 or 3 days. Preston actually just called me today, talked to me for like an hour on the phone. And, me and him's trying to get some things lined up together. So I am, man, I got some great relationships. And that right there, that's two of the best, man, to come through there and play. I told people my freshman year, Preston Knowles was best player in the Big East, and that's when the Big East was the Big East. I mean, he just did some things that I was like, man, this guy's crazy. We had that game where we was playing Marquette. We was down 18 with 5 minutes left in the game, and Preston just went nuts, and we come back and win on a buzzer beater. So things like that. And Peyton, he was unbelievable athlete, player. And I was thankful to get to be behind somebody like that, learn from him, but also to still have that relationship with him to this day, that I need him or whatever I can call him. Thankful for that. But yeah, Gorgie, me and Gorgie was super close in school and did a lot of things together, but just a great group of guys, really.
Feel like Brady and I were just thankful that you didn't play on that Louisville TBT tournament team a while back. We were pulling for the La Familia the whole time. Former guest on the show, Nate Sestina, and some of your old Louisville guys. What a matchup,
I
or
was
basically a
there.
pickup tournament.
I was there. That place was crazy. I mean, in Freedom Hall, like, gosh, I mean, you would have thought it was a NCAA tournament game. I mean, it was rocking. So,
What do you think about the TBT and things like that?
I
Given these
love it.
guys, yeah.
I love it.
It's like an
I
old, it's
do.
like a, it's like a dirt ball. It's like a national dirt ball.
Well, it was crazy though, because I remember I was sitting there, I was watching the game, and I got Kyle Carrick sitting over here next to me, who probably the best shooter in the gym. And I was like, and then up behind him is our old equipment manager, Vinny Tatum, who, him and Coach P go way back. And, we couldn't hit a shot. I looked at Vinny one time. I was like, what we got to do to get Kyle in the locker room and put a jersey on him? And then you got Preston was there too. Preston Knowles. I was like, man, we got some of our better players just sitting up here in the stands. They need to be down there on the floor playing. But no, it was a lot of fun. I was glad to be there just to get to see those guys.
I think Brady and I were at several, which Brady, former staffer at UK, has great relationships with a lot of the La Familia guys. And but man, it's like you said, Elijah, the atmosphere, man. Just like you said, like Brady said, a dirt bowl, just like an old guy's pickup game. It's crazy
There
to
was
have that
a
atmosphere.
lot of hate in the building on that night.
But
I think it was stemmed from a couple of things, right? Because Louisville and Kentucky, I mean, they hadn't really battled it out in like a tough game in a tournament game like they had in the last couple of years. So it was like that was the chance. Like it was an opportunity to go to like their final four of the TBT. So there was some stuff on the line, and it was Louisville. I mean, it was big time. No, you're right. It was an opportunity for fans to kind of get together. Wasn't overly expensive, so it was an opportunity for everybody to come out.
It was intense.
Last thing, Elijah, before we let you go, I want to hear your side of this because we often hear from the other side. Last week, we just had former Kentucky player Dakari Johnson on the show with us, and we had Nate Sestina on the show. We had John Hood. I feel like one of the things we always ask is that college basketball rivalry. And every one of them always mentions Kentucky Louisville. So anxious to hear it from the Louisville side. And we don't want to hear any of this stuff like it wasn't a big game for us. All right. Don't be pulling that on us. But tell me, what was that like from a Louisville Cardinal standpoint, preparing for that game against Kentucky in that Kentucky Louisville rivalry?
Yeah, no, it was crazy. What you talk about rivalries, of course, what would sports be without the rivalries? You know what I mean? Like, I think you need that. But no, it was different. That week was different. It was always right around Christmas. So you're not really getting that time off. But it was difficult though, just because you, at least when I was there, you think about the teams that you're trying to prepare for. That's the Brandon Knights, Anthony Davis and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. Those things are hard to simulate and practice. You know what I mean? You can talk about the dribble drive and all that all day long, but the dudes on the scout team, they just can't simulate those things to, I guess, prepare you as much as you want to be. So that was difficult, knowing that, like, and then of course, with the rivalry and everything on the line with it, emotions get high and, you got to try to stay calm too and not get too overwhelmed, I guess. But, no, it was intense for sure, but I mean, I love it. I love the rivalry and just being a part of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Brady, you got
There's
it.
nothing
You got
like
it.
it, man. That rivalry is deep, and I think it fuels a lot of the state. I mean, there's no pro teams in the state. It is Kentucky Louisville. We're about to have a Kentucky Louisville football game. A lot of people look forward to it, no matter if Louisville's 0-10 and Kentucky's 0-10. It's still going to be a sold out crowd. And luckily for Kentucky, basketball is king for the state and the sport overall in high school and everything. So this just adds to the fuel. It's just a very basketball rich state. But no, that's awesome.
No, it's different for sure, but no, you love having that
What
instant.
did you like playing at Rupp more, or did you like playing at Freedom and Yum more in that rivalry?
Well, as a high school player, I like playing at Rupp.
Obviously. Obviously.
No, dude. I mean, everybody knows the Kentucky fan base is different. You
Yeah.
know, when you go on the road and you're playing in Rupp and they go on a run, like it just feels like the roof's about to come off that place.
Yeah.
And you know, it's hard to, I guess, stop the run and make a run yourself. Just because the way that the crowd gets behind them, and you know, and they play off momentum. So you got to try to, you know, stop those things best you can, but that's a whole lot easier said than done.
Have
Yeah.
you go ahead, Brady.
No, you go.
Have you had the opportunity to meet Coach Pat Kelsey yet, Elijah?
I have not, but I am gonna go up that way shortly and meet him. I've loved everything that I've heard and everything that he said, and I think he's gonna do a great job. I really do.
I agree. You know, being a Kentucky guy, and obviously with the wall behind me, and you know, Brady obviously too, being from Kentucky and being on that staff. But you know, I'm excited for Pat Kelsey. I feel like I'm like you. You know, hearing some of the speeches that he's given and some of the talks that he's given, it gets me a little bit fired up, man. I love hearing him talk, and I think he's bringing a little bit of pride and culture back to Louisville that that they've been missing for a bit, and I'm excited for him.
We went and watched them Saturday play against Tennessee, and the place was packed. The Yum hadn't been like that in a long time, and so it was good just to see everybody kind of getting behind him, rallying behind him. And, you know, like you said, he said all the right things. He's put together a good team, and you know, I think they got a lot of room to grow, and I'm excited to see where he takes them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Elijah, thank you so much for joining us. You and Uriah for joining us on the show tonight and talking some hoops with us. Always a pleasure, man. And look forward to talking to you more often. Would love to have you back on the show at some point. Maybe a little bit more toward the Kentucky Louisville
No,
rivalry or towards March
we'll do a
Madness.
live we'll do a live show at Rupp,
Oh,
Mimic State.
hey,
you
there we
watch it.
go.
Oh, okay.
There we
Yeah.
go. We'll do a live show at Lex Live right before, maybe in between sessions.
Yeah,
That'd be nice.
with the Pikeville Panthers.
That'd
There we
be
go.
nice. I'd love to.
Well, man, best of luck to you all this season. Me and Brady will definitely be down for a game to check y'all out. We expect hospitality passes and nothing less, but
We'll take care of you. Yeah, I definitely appreciate you guys having me on here. It's been great.
All right, Elijah, thank you so much. You know the drill with Wes and Brady, sponsored by MCHC, providing better health for a longer life. Until next week.
You know the drill with Wes Smith. Wes Smith. Wes Smith. Presented by MCHC.